You are going to listen to four newsreaders reporting on stories on their local news channel. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the speakers with their statements A to J. There are two extra statements that you should not use. Write your answers in the boxes provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Speaker 1, Natasha.
And we end tonight's local news bulletin with news of an unfortunate burglar in Sydney. When Jonathan Dunbar returned home after doing a night shift at Royal Prince Alfred Hospital, where he works as a nurse, he was stunned to see a burglar coming down a ladder from his bedroom window, clutching a large bag full of his possessions. When Mr. Dunbar startled the burglar, the man jumped from the ladder and ran off down the street. Mr. Dunbar, however, was determined that he wasn't going to let the burglar get away with the robbery and chased him. The burglar then jumped into a waiting car, which immediately sped off. It all came to a sticky end, though, when the escape car collided with a van that was making deliveries of honey to local shops. Thankfully, Mr. Dunbar was able to get all of his possessions back, and the burglar and his accomplice were arrested. It's what we might call a satisfying end. And that's the end of the news for today. We'll be with you again first thing in the morning for breakfast news. Have a good night.
Speaker 2, Lewis.
And finally, reports are just coming in of an incident on one of the main routes out of Chicago. A truck from Barnes & Noble, one of the U.S.'s largest chains of bookstores, has shed its load, meaning that books have been left all over the right-hand carriage of the freeway. Details are sketchy at the moment, but it appears that the truck was on its way to downtown Chicago to make a delivery when the incident took place. It's still unclear whether the incident was due to a mistake on the part of the driver or a mechanical fault with the truck. Eyewitnesses are reporting that several people have stopped their vehicles and are helping themselves to paperbacks lying in the road. A lucky find for bookworms on their way to Chicago, perhaps, but not so lucky for the bookstore. Police and the fire brigade are at the scene, though hopefully the fire brigade services won't be needed.
Speaker 3, Rajesh.
A market trader in Kerala is being sued in a court of law for breaking trading standards regulations by selling faulty children's swimming aids. Ravi Patel was reported to the trading standards office by several parents after they purchased sets of armbands to help their children learn to swim at the local pool. However, once the armbands were blown up and put on the children's arms, they fell apart when they came into contact with the chlorine in the water of the swimming pool, putting several young children at risk of drowning. Miraculously, no children did drown as a result of the poor quality armbands. Three quarters of all parents who are suing Mr. Patel say their children have been left traumatized after their experience and now live with hydrophobia, a fear of water. Mr. Patel, when approached by our reporter, refused to comment. The court hearing continues and Mr. Patel, if found guilty, could go to jail.
Speaker 4, Abina.
Good afternoon and welcome to the lunchtime news for Eastern Ghana. We start today's news with an update on the local government elections. Reports are coming in of attempts at fraud at a number of polling stations across the region. Polling stations opened at 6 a.m. and voting started immediately. However, by 8 a.m., reports were coming in that several attempts at impersonation, that's when a person pretends to be someone else, had been stopped and police were informed. The Prime Minister, Kwame Boateng, has in the last 30 minutes released a statement. Mr. Boateng said that fraud in elections will not under any circumstances be tolerated, and anyone attempting to influence the election result will be dealt with appropriately. He also added that the elections would continue as planned. We'll have more on that story in the special election broadcast starting here on Channel 2 at 5 p.m. On to other news now. Local businessman Astebi.
Speaker 1. Natasha.
And we end tonight's local news bulletin with news of an unfortunate burglar in Sydney. When Jonathan Dunbar returned home after doing a night shift at Royal Prince Alfred Hospital, where he works as a nurse, he was stunned to see a burglar coming down a ladder from his bedroom window, clutching a large bag full of his possessions. When Mr. Dunbar startled the burglar, the man jumped from the ladder and ran off down the street. Mr. Dunbar, however, was determined that he wasn't going to let the burglar get away with the robbery and chased him. The burglar then jumped into a waiting car, which immediately sped off. It all came to a sticky end, though, when the escape car collided with a van that was making deliveries of honey to local shops. Thankfully, Mr. Dunbar was able to get all of his possessions back, and the burglar and his accomplice were arrested. It's what we might call a satisfying end. And that's the end of the news for today. We'll be with you again first thing in the morning for breakfast news. Have a good night.
Speaker 2, Lewis.
And finally, reports are just coming in of an incident on one of the main routes out of Chicago. A truck from Barnes & Noble, one of the U.S.'s largest chains of bookstores, has shed its load, meaning that books have been left all over the right-hand carriage of the freeway. Details are sketchy at the moment, but it appears that the truck was on its way to downtown Chicago to make a delivery when the incident took place. It's still unclear whether the incident was due to a mistake on the part of the driver or a mechanical fault with the truck. Eyewitnesses are reporting that several people have stopped their vehicles and are helping themselves to paperbacks lying in the road. A lucky find for bookworms on their way to Chicago, perhaps, but not so lucky for the bookstore. Police and the fire brigade are at the scene, though hopefully the fire brigade services won't be needed.
Speaker 3, Rajesh.
A market trader in Kerala is being sued in a court of law for breaking trading standards regulations by selling faulty children's swimming aids. Ravi Patel was reported to the trading standards office by several parents after they purchased sets of armbands to help their children learn to swim at the local pool. However, once the armbands were blown up and put on the children's arms, they fell apart when they came into contact with the chlorine in the water of the swimming pool, putting several young children at risk of drowning. Miraculously, no children did drown as a result of the poor quality armbands. Three quarters of all parents who are suing Mr. Patel say their children have been left traumatized after their experience and now live with hydrophobia, a fear of water. Mr. Patel, when approached by our reporter, refused to comment. The court hearing continues, and Mr. Patel, if found guilty, could go to jail.
Speaker 4, Abina.
Good afternoon and welcome to the lunchtime news for Eastern Ghana. We start today's news with an update on the local government elections. Reports are coming in of attempts at fraud at a number of polling stations across the region. Polling stations opened at 6 a.m. and voting started immediately. However, by 8 a.m., reports were coming in that several attempts at impersonation, That's when a person pretends to be someone else had been stopped and police were informed. The Prime Minister Kwame Boateng has in the last 30 minutes released a statement. Mr. Boateng said that fraud in elections will not under any circumstances be tolerated, and anyone attempting to influence the election result will be dealt with appropriately. He also added that the elections would continue as planned. We'll have more on that story in the special election broadcast starting here on Channel 2 at 5 p.m. On to other news now. Local businessman Asebi.